This is Chris Cote recording from Vancouver, Canada, eh? What's up, Mass fans? That's right, you're listening to the world's greatest action sports podcast. I'm recording from a hotel room in downtown Vancouver, Canada. Basically, I'm just coming off the best day ever. Vancouver is just beyond the realm of awesome. Sunday after the Vans Park Series event, of course, we'll get to that in skate news. But anyway, so woke up this morning. Went to an insane DIY skate spot called Leaside under this bridge, giant transitions, just covered in graffiti, but it's smooth and it's just, it's sketch, but it's amazing. I mean, this is one of the best DIY parks I've ever seen in my life. Skated there for a little while, maybe caught my dad cam self-shot clip on my Instagram, at Chris Cote, self-promotion. Just filming myself all over this place. But hell, why not? So yeah, and then it went on. I went just up the road. I got a poutine poached egg breakfast. Poutine is like the national food of Canada. It's basically French fries with big hunks of cheese covered in gravy. Straight up fat boy surf camp food. But it was really good. Poached eggs on that, gourmet stuff all time. Okay, from there, went straight over to the downtown skate park, and it was, I just rolled up, and this park is huge. Of course, skating there, Ronnie Sandoval, Matt Bennett, CJ Collins, some of the Vans crew was there. The spot was just perfect. Skated for about a half hour. Got a text message from my Canadian homie, Riley Boland, who Riley wanted to see if I want to go cliff jumping. I said, hell yeah. So we went up there. I met him. It was Riley and his wife, and Rob Sluggo Boyce was there with his wife too. Super cool crew. Nice dudes. Showed me exactly where to jump. Made sure I didn't die jumping off these small cliffs. Icy, freezing ass water, but it felt super good. So then, from there, I went over to probably one of my favorite skate parks in the world. One of the oldest parks in Canada. It's a big ass, giant downhill snake run. It's called Sealand Skate Park. And I mean, that thing is, if you come here, you have to go skate at least once. You got to make it to the bottom at least once. This is the best day ever. And now, let's get to the best action sports podcast ever. You might be thinking, why does it sound like he's in a bathtub? Why is he taking a dump while recording his podcast? Well, I forgot my microphone. And I wanted to be timely, so I'm just recording it on my iPhone, all right? We'll just deal with it for this week. If this is your first show listening to the Monday Mass, it usually sounds better. My voice usually sounds like freaking James Edward Olmos Jr. guy, you know? I sound like the, what's in your wallet? You know, I sound good. But not, today, maybe not. I'm recording on my phone. Anyway. So yeah, we got some hits, we got some call-ins, we got some on-site interviews. Steve Van Doren, yes, Van, from Vans. Steve Van Doren, talked to him for a minute. Talked to Sluggo, talked to Tom Schar. Corey Mack, I think, is going to call in from High Cascade Snowboard Camp. What do we got? Oh, we got some, you know, we got good news. We got Dave Nelson, Nelly, calling in from the incredible... From what I hear, the incredible paddle out for the one and only Jack O'Neill. So before we get to skate news, I just want to thank Masterplan PR, at Masterplan PR, spreading the good word about the world's greatest action sports podcast, the official PR company, the only PR company that the Monday Mass works with and for is Masterplan PR. Let's get to skate news. All right, let's get into skate news. Skate news is brought to you by the homies at Gnarlywood and Quincy Woodwrights. Follow them at Gnarlywood, your business amplifier. What up? These dudes hustle hard. basically small companies, large companies, giant conglomerates, entrust Gnarlywood to do the logistical hard yards for the company, shipping, receiving, warehousing. They do it all. Love these dudes. Gnarlywood in Carlsbad, California. And Quincy Wood writes, private label skateboards. They make graphic decks. They just made a bunch of new boards for you. For you. You can see those at youonline.com. Mini cruisers, they're epic. All right, here we go. I've been in Vancouver doing play-by-play for the Vans Park Series, stop number 4. Holy shit. Everybody is losing it over what Pedro Barros did in the final. We'll get there. For 3 days, I watched practice, preliminaries, qualifiers, semis, and finals at the legendary Hastings Skate Park. Yes, and I mean, I say this every time, but straight up, the level has been raised again. Every one of these Vans Park Series events just gets better and better. This one was just mind-melting. I mean, I had straight-up brain matter coming out of my ears and mouth after this event. Everybody's ripping, including Tom Schar. I got to talk to Tom Schar, and I talked to him on the deck during the raging party that happens after every one of these contests. And so I talked to Tom Schar. Here's what Tom Schar had to say about this year's Park Series, how the hell he's doing so good, and just overall, what's happening with Tom Schar. What the hell's going on with Tom Schar in 2017? Every contest seems like you're just on it.
I don't know. I'm just having more fun and trying to, I don't know, kind of different tricks and trying to get better lines together and I don't know. Just having more fun, honestly. That's it.
What's it like going after Pedro Barros when he drops runs like that? Is it nerve-wracking or you just close it off and go for it?
It's not fair. Like, I don't even know. It's like, no way. I'm like, I can't beat that. And then, you know, so then I try and go all out and then I try something dumb and I don't know. But yeah, he's insane. It's hard to follow.
You're leading the challenger rankings going into China. Is it something that you're looking towards? Is it kind of like an event by event thing?
It's kind of event by event because there's still Huntington Beach next and then China's after that. And I mean, maybe after Huntington, I'll start kind of getting more serious about it.
Oh, yeah. Tom Schar's having a hell of a year. He's leading the Vans Park Series Challenger rankings, pretty much assured a spot at the World Championships in China on September 23rd. That's going to be amazing. Carl Berglund from Sweden, used to be Cali, now he's Carl. He's from Sweden. He's the kid who skates with his shirt off all the time and smiles, and he's got glasses, and he wears a beanie. He rules. This is definitely myself, Neil Hendricks, everyone agrees. The most improved skater from last year came in hot to this event after a third place finish at the Vans Park Series stop. Number 3 in Malmö, Sweden. And he just upped it. Got second place here in Vancouver. And he just gets better every stop. He's got that perfect mix of rad, like 80s tricks with just new shit. He's powerful. He skates fast. He lands his tricks, his bolts. The dude is just getting better and better. Can't wait to see what he does in Huntington Beach next stop. Then, yo, Pedro Barros just shut it down. He shut the place down. The crowd was losing their collective minds. The first run he took in the finals was enough for the win. This was not enough for Pedro. Pedro doesn't like to just win. He likes to just dominate, destroy, decapitate, just decimate the park. His final run, fourth and final run, he drops straight in, whips a freaking huge 540 over this hip, this giant hip. Crowd gets on their feet. The whole place is shaking. People are crying. They're losing it. Follows it up. Two more giant airs. Alley-oops, another 540 in the deep end. Literally everyone in this place, up and down, screaming, throwing their beers in the air, hugging each other. It was probably one of the craziest things I've ever seen done at a skate park, and I saw it live, and I'm sure you've all seen it. It's just blowing up the internet as we speak. You know, one guy who saw it, two guys who saw it. Let's talk to back-to-back legends here. We're going to start with the one and only Mr. Steve Van Dorn. What did he think of Pedro Barros? And then from Steve, we're going to Rob Sluggo Boyce, Canadian skate legend. Steve Van Dorn, Rob Boyce. What's up with Pedro Barros, and how the hell did he do what he just did?
You know, back decades ago, I came here 10 years in a row for Van Slam City Jam. The people here really love skateboarding. I'm not sure, they might like it better than hockey, and that's a lot for Canadians. But they're into it, and they got all the riders into it. And the riders, you know, this being the fourth stop of the Vans Park Series, you know, it's amping up. They know that, you know, World Championship's coming up, and every time they're performing a little bit more and more. And this park is a little bit deeper, a little bit bigger and stuff. That's why somebody like Pedro would really, you know, thrive here. But Tom and the rest of the gang out there were all really, really, really skating well. So just super proud to see how good they're getting.
Now, I saw you watching Pedro after every run. You had a lot of pride. You're like a proud father watching Pedro. What's it mean to have a guy like that on your team?
No, it's awesome because, again, I'm watching him break into the pool party when he was 15 years old. And here we are, you know, 6-7 years later, and he's just tearing up the park. And he's actually creating a new way for people to skate with all the skate parks around the world. But all the guys, Corey, you know, Tom, all those different skaters and stuff, watching, you know, Yvonne, you know, from Italy and stuff, and he wants to do some of those new tricks and stuff that are off the course. They're just being, you know, creative expressors.
Hey, Chris. Yes.
All right, Rob, Slogo, boys, we just watched Vans Park Series stop number 4, Hastings Skate Park, Vancouver, Canada. What's your reaction to watching Pedro do what he just did?
I was super impressed. I knew he was going to come and bring it. I've been waiting for many years to see him skate this park, and it came to fruition, and he didn't let us down. He blew us away. He made Brazil proud. And everlasting memories of this event for generations to come.
Oh yeah, and what's it mean for you to have a guy like Pedro say that he looks to you for inspiration and he was watching you forever getting himself psyched to skate?
He said that?
He did.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Oh yeah.
No way. Well, that makes me warm and fuzzy. I'm blown away he said that. Yeah. I've been appreciating that kid skateboarding for over a decade, and he reminds me so much of a young Christian Assoy in many ways. And Christian Assoy was my favorite skater growing up, so it was like getting to see Christian pass the torch to him, and they're their own men, obviously, but wow. Yeah, that means a lot that he said that. Oh, that's yeah. Humbling.
Red Dragons.
Thanks, brother.
Yes, thanks, brother. Again, I recorded those interviews during the madness that happened just literally a minute after the contest ended. So, but it sounds fun, right? You get yourself on the deck at one of these contests, you've never seen anything like it. All right, so, and also, you know what? This was Pedro Barros' first time ever skating Hastings Skate Park. So his first time to Canada, and this is what he does. So Canada's pretty much got a new favorite skateboarder, Pedro Barros. Mental. So now Pedro's he's won 2 events this year on the Vans Park Series. The next stop is in Huntington Beach, part of the Vans U.S. Open of Surfing. Skateboarding starts on August 1st through 5th. Check out Vans Park at Vans Park Series for more, or vansparkseries.com. You can go to Red Bull TV and watch the replay as well. You should, because Jesus. Wow. Insane. June and July. And I don't know, I heard a theory, but these are 2 big ass months for skateboarders turning pro. Here's who's pro now as of the last 2 weeks. I'm sure I'm missing someone, but for now it's what? Jamie Foy went pro for Death Wish. Axel Kreisberg, aka Axel Crusher, pro for Toy Machine. Yuri Fashini, pro for Almost. Jordan Taylor, the homie, pro for Weekend. Eric Winkowski, oh my gosh, pro for Santa Cruz. 8-baller, mental, so good. Everybody loves this guy. I do too. He does ho-ho plants and 50-50 grinds, 15 stair rails. Who does that? Yanni Cruz is pro for Chocolate. Chase Webb, pro for Pizza Skateboards. And Leo Heinert, pro for Toro. And speaking of that, just right before all this pro madness started happening, Thrasher Magazine dropped their Am Trip issue, and oh my god. This has to be one of the gnarliest skate trips ever done. They filled a van, 12 of the best, or 8, 10, a bunch of the best Ams. It went down south of California, in the Bible Belt. Down somewhere, Carolina, South Carolina, North Carolina, somewhere in the Carolinas. They didn't skate anything under 12 stairs. Huge rails, kinked rails, giant gaps. It was so heavy. Fools were like breaking their head open, duct taping it up, jumping back on the rails. Insane. Pick up the new Thrasher, that article alone. And then you have Jeff Grosso's article about Freedom Camp, the anti-hero video. And in anti-hero news, to go along with the Reality Breakdown article in the August issue of Thrasher, they just premiered kind of a secret sneaky premiere of their new film, The Body Corporate. The Body Corporate. And how's this lineup for this movie? I can't wait. I love anti-hero movies. I love them. Listen to the lineup. Grosso, Peter Hewitt, Don von der Linden, Robbie Russo, Tony Trujillo, Chris Fanner, All Hail, John Cardiel, Julian Stranger, Frank Marana, Frankie Gerwer, Grant Taylor, Brian Anderson, Rainey Barris, the rest of the anti-hero crew. This is going to be heavy, raw, and rad. You know this, you're going to want to own this. It'll be in skate shops and iTunes on July 25th. X Games is coming up as well. That's super super weird to follow anti-hero, anti-corporate thing with X Games. But hey, I'll watch it all. I'll celebrate it all. So I'm looking forward to X Games. Let's do it. Oh, is that it? Okay, yeah, you know, let's be quick because I'm recording this on the phone. Probably sounds like shit. Surf News is next. Surf News is brought to you by South Coast Surf Shops. South Coast Surf Shops, they got 5 shops in San Diego. They've got a website where you can buy stuff, southcoast.com. Follow them on their Instagram, at South Coast. And they sponsor the Monday Mass, the world's greatest action sports podcast, so they know what they're doing. Trust them with all your surf needs. Summer's here. It's time for South Coast. Okay, the Bolido Pro QS 10,000 just wrapped up in South Africa. Jordy Smith took the win. That was probably a pretty easy call for people watching. Jordy Smith was dominating throughout this entire event. Usually Jordy cries when he wins, tears of joy. He didn't, which I like when he cries. I like when people show emotion and cry and get clean. You know, I'm one of those people. I feel good because last week on the Monday Mass, I said Mikey Wright and Michael February were going to do well. They did. They both made the semifinals. Mikey Wright and Michael Freestyle February, making me look smart, like I know what I'm talking about, which I do. You know that. William Cardoso got second. And on the QS rankings, this was the first of 5 QS 10,000. So again, this is what we're looking at. This top 5 is really what we're focusing on right now to see who maybe will be qualifying for the World Championship Tour in 2018. Jesse Mendez still holds the lead on the QS. Cardoso now in second. Yago Dora in third. Freestyle February 4th. Jordy Smith 5th. 4 more QS 10,000 to go. That lineup will change, but these guys are in a good position. And now it's onto the Championship Tour, the World Championship Tour. The action goes down at J-Bay, the Corona Open J-Bay. I feel like it should be the J-Bay Open or whatever. It's the contest at J-Bay where we want the waves to be good so bad. I'll make it easy. I'm just going to throw my top picks out there. Top 3 finishers. Let's say top 4. John Florence, Connor Coffin. Same 2 dudes I pick every time on the Monday Mass. It's hard to pick against Jordy Smith. And I always like to throw in a dark horse, Frederico Moraes. Dude rips. There's a power surfers contest. And John, while you wouldn't put him in the power category with, you know, say, a Jordy, a Connor, a Frederico, but he has a different kind of superpower. Remember, he's the best surfer in the world. That's his superpower. What are your picks? This is not a one-sided show. You don't just sit there and listen to my shit. You have to tell me your shit. So tell me, who are your 3 picks? And a dark horse. Hit me up on Twitter, at Chris Cote Show, or DM me on Instagram, at Chris Cote. Let's do it. Maybe we'll talk about it. I was just looking at Beach Grit, their call, Jordy Smith World Title 2017. I think it's a smart pick. Jordy's ripping, surfing. Not better than ever, but he's surfing as good as he ever has, which is really damn good. This could be his year. I'm 25% with him. Wilco, Matt Wilkinson, is in the yellow jersey right now. That means he's the leader on the World Championship Tour. But I think John John's going to get it back at J-Bay. He's going to keep it until Pipeline, where he will win in a good-ass classic Pipeline showdown that goes all the way to the final day. That's my call. At least that's what I want to happen. We'll see. Now, the ESPY Awards are coming up. I mean, do you care about them? I think it's cool. I hope a surfer. Only two surfers have ever won it. I think John John should win. I think he would like to win. I'd like to see John John in a tuxedo holding an award with Peyton Manning. That'd be kind of cool. It's on ESPN. Oh, this is scary. Jamie Mitchell, one of the best big wave surfers in the world, the best paddler in the world, I'd say. I saw this on his Instagram. Heavy slam. Puerto Escondido has been pumping. Jamie Mitchell paddled out, caught a wave, ate shit, broke his sternum. Where is your sternum? That's right, that's your chest? He broke his chest? That's heavy. So Jamie Mitchell, he survived another gnarly wipeout. And then I got this other one, Cole Rothman. Now this one, Jamie Mitchell, that was just a wild thing that happened on a wave. It was a wipeout. Cole Rothman, on the other hand, this was something out of his control. Some dude ditched his board in front of Cole Rothman on a big-ass wave. And it hit him in the face. He thought his whole face was exploded. He thought he broke his eye socket out and his eyeball was hanging out of his face. He was in shock. But the guy that came up looked at him, and the guy who bailed his board, I don't know what, you know, sometimes you just can't help it, you bail your board, but this one hit Cole Rothman heavy. He came up, and Cole Rothman, although he was pretty thrashed, probably near death experience, although he was able to paddle in unscathed, not blind or dead. So that's what he said. I'm not mad, I'm just happy it's not worse. And this is what these dudes go through every time they paddle out. Anytime you paddle out in waves of consequence and freaking scary waves, there's a chance you're going to eat shit and almost die. They know that. They still do it. They're not scared. This is happier news. Stance Sox has just released a Momentum series. Poor specimen Taylor Steele Momentum. You remember best movies ever. These things are dope. Surf nerds like myself are hyped for sure. Four styles of stance socks featuring four momentum moments, three shot sequences. One of them is Kalani Robb's air, frontside air on the Special K board at Rocky Point. Rad. Shane Dorian has a big old frontside air, front hand sticking out all styly. Love that one. Rob Machado, frontside, big old fins high, tail freaking and whip snap. And then Ross Williams with the mental Ross Williams, the cat sequence. Hack, hack. So put those on your feet. Celebrate momentum. This is cool. So the surf community came together in a huge way to celebrate the life of inventor, businessman, father, surf icon, Jack O'Neill with a paddle out in Santa Cruz today. Over 9,000 people were either on the bluffs, watching, paddling out, hanging out in boats out the back. This was just, it looked like an incredible day. It was beautiful, sunny Santa Cruz. And Jack O'Neill, who's just, I mean, he's given us basically life, given us warmth in surfing. An iconic inventor, a father, icon, businessman. The dude was just, I mean, the word legend is like, uses too much, but when you say Jack O'Neill legend, it holds weight. It holds weight. So my friend, longtime homie, legendary surf photographer, and I can say that about this guy too, Dave Nelly's Magic Moments, Dave Nelly Nelson, called in with a report from this epic day in Santa Cruz.
Yeah, Cote, what up? It's Nelly here. Just wanted to fill you in a little bit about today's paddle out for Jack O'Neill. One of the most amazing things I've seen, one of the most amazing days in Santa Cruz history. I think since Jay Moriarty's paddle out a number of years ago. it was a trip. You know, we rode our bikes down there, and there's just thousands and thousands of people everywhere all over the cliffs. And we all paddled out there. There was probably 75 boats in the water and a little flotilla. I actually paddled up to the O'Neill yacht, or the catamaran, and got to listen to Sean Thompson and a couple other people give some pretty insane speeches about Jack. And it's a good vibe, the biggest circle I've ever seen, like from Second Peak Pleasant Point to the Hook. But yeah, it's just an amazing day in Santa Cruz history, and it was good to be a part of it. Right on, Jose, I love you. And that's about it. Right on, H.
Yeah, Nelly. Nelly rules. You can check out Nelly's photos. And also, he's got a cool kind of photography-based clothing company with, he makes skateboards. It's called Liquid, L-Q-I-D. Follow Nelly on Instagram at Nelly's Magic Moments. And get yourself some of that Liquid gear. It looks dope. Okay. The end of the world, potentially, if your world is Southern California, and this is huge, this is a big deal, San Onofre Nuclear Power Plant, they're planning on burying nuclear waste. Have you heard about this? This is way less of an issue than it should be. This should be on your mind at all times. Nuclear waste, people. Nuclear waste, right? Not good stuff. And basically, this is a power plant that since 1968 has just been a disaster. Not even just waiting to happen, but basically just a disaster. So, this thing, I have this list of just shit that's gone down here. Starting in, so Unit 1 operated from 1968 to 1992. It was designed to last 40 years. The generators inside of it failed within 25 years. And this one's great. 1982, Time Magazine reported that Southern California Edison's contractor installed a 420-ton nuclear reactor vessel backwards. They put frickin' nuclear reactor thing. They put it in backwards. I've built IKEA furniture and put one little thing backwards. The whole thing broke. This is a nuclear reactor vessel put in backwards. In 1985, five of the valves failed at the same time. I don't know how it didn't blow up then. 1992, Unit 1 was shut down. What else? What other bad shits happened here? In January of 2002, Units 2 and 3 had to be shut down. 15,000 leaks in 3,000 steam tubes were found due to excessive premature wear. Faulty pipes at a nuclear power plant. In March of 2012, this place got shut down and they just kept it shut down. So what are we talking about? 3.6 million pounds of radioactive nuclear waste. This is the equivalent of 700 nuclear warheads. And we're worried about North Korea? This shit's in San Clemente. A disaster at the San Onofre power plant would be 40 times worse than Chernobyl. I know a lot of you listening weren't born when Chernobyl happened, but it was really bad. It's still bad. Do you want San Clemente to be in the same sentence as, well, yeah, San Clemente, Chernobyl, those were awful things? It could be 40 times worse than Chernobyl. Google it. It's horrifying. And this is, San Onofre will be the largest privately operated nuclear waste dump in the entire USA. Southern California Edison plans on burying 3.6 million pounds of radioactive waste. Wait for it. 108 feet from the beach. You like surfing Sano, Lowers, Churches, Huntington Beach, San Diego? Sunset Cliffs, Swamis, Seaside Reef. Because if something happens here, you'll no longer be able to surf any of these breaks. You'll probably all be dead. You know, the sea level's rising, and there's corrosion. This place is built on a frickin' earthquake fault line. 8.4 million people live within 50 miles of this, of the boobs. They're called, you know, the boobs you drive on the freeway. Oh, you think traffic's bad now? If this thing blows up or something happens, a leak, I-5's done. So there you go. Get involved. Call your congressman. Freaking draw, make a sign. Go to the corner of your street with a sign saying, don't bury nuclear waste in San Onofre. Call the Coastal Commission. Get involved. Hold a rally. We're doomed if this happens. We could be. We could be doomed. Sorry, that's the end of the world is near. Maybe. If they bury nuclear waste in San Clemente. And you'll no longer get this podcast anymore because I'll be dead too. Well, I'll be dead. I'm not overreacting. God. Scary stuff. Scary stuff. Surfrider Foundation, hopefully they're getting involved. We all need to get involved because this is heavy. Geez, let's go to snow news. I am freaked out. With knowing I got no one left to blame. Okay, wow. Sorry about the nuclear meltdown of the West Coast talk. Let's get to snow news. This stuff's a little bit more happy. Okay, so Transworld Snowboarding just dropped the Complete Idiot's Guide to Winter Snowboarding Events in the 2018 Olympics. So this is cool. So here's what we're going to see in Pyeongchang, South Korea. Big Air is not coming back. This is the first time we see Big Air in the Olympics. So things like, you know, Aaron Style, X Games, US Open, they all have Big Air kind of giant jumps things in their contest. Well, now the Olympics is going to have that. That is dope. That is going to be fun to watch. And it doesn't even matter if you don't know what the hell spins these guys are doing in the air and girls. It's just sick to see them jumping like 150 yards. However the hell this is the biggest airs you can do on a board is big air and snowboarding. That's going to be rad. Slopestyle will make its second Olympic appearance. Sage Kotzenberg basically became world famous, household name, the dude rules, and he took home the gold last time they had the Winter Olympics with a famed and stylish backside 1260 Japan Air. I wouldn't know what that looks like. I just know it looks cool, and he got the gold medal. Half pipe competition is back as well. That's probably the longest running snowboarding event. It's like the primetime event. Sean White, two-time gold medalist. He'll be back, and it's going to be fun to watch. Oh, snowboard cross. Snowboard cross is where you have four teams, four snowboarders at a time. It's kind of like NASCAR, but on snow, and you're going downhill, and there's berms, jumps, and rollers. This is the one. Yeah, we saw this last year. It's cool. It's a race. It's a snowboarding race. Parallel slalom is going to be coming. Second time it's been in the Olympics. I didn't see that last year. I watched most of this stuff at the Olympics last time. It was 2014. The one in Sochi, Russia. It was a while back. It's cool. One new thing, giant parallel slalom. It's giant because it's like down a bigger mountain. I don't know. That's your Olympic stuff. I'm looking forward to big air, slope style, and half pipe. The races are cool. People eat shit, and it's sad, but it's kind of funny to watch. Unless they get hurt, and it's not funny. But you know what I'm talking about. Hey, we got Corey Mack. Yo. We had Corey Mack call in a couple episodes ago from the raddest snowboarding camp in the world, the High Cascade Snowboard Camp up in Mount Hood. So Corey Mack, our reporter on the scene, what's up? Corey Mack, how's it going? HCSC.
Hey Chris, Corey Mack with another snowboard report from Mount Hood, Oregon, up here at High Cascade Snowboard Camp. Just finishing up with session 2 with Signature Pros Ben Ferguson and Hannah Beeman. Both of them up here getting rad with the campers and stoking everyone out. We have excellent conditions with lots of snow, beautiful skies, and if you ride from High Cascade down through Timberline Public Park, you can hit an 18-foot pipe, 22-foot pipe, and another 18-foot pipe all in a row, fully lappable on the chairlifts. Definitely the year to come up and take advantage of that. Some highlights from this session, wall ride sessions with Diggers Oliver Dixon, Matt Ruley, Jay Manassian, and Parker Duke, killing it on the wall ride. Coaches Greg Freo getting excellent hand plants, and Al Grogan with some pretty bitchin' fast plants. Definitely the biggest highlight of that session would be Dan Vinny Vinzant with, I'm not really sure what you call it, it looks like a blunt stall to backflip out. I don't know, check my Instagram at Corey McDonald for the clip. You tell me what you think it is, something else for sure. It's definitely Olympic gear with all the pipe jocks and everyone up here doing their thing in the half pipes. We got all the international teams as well as the Americans with up and comers. Toby Miller doing his thing with help from some coaches, JJ Thomas and Sean White up there as well. Louis Vito doing his thing, and just everybody, all the half pipe riders getting after it. This session's Dinosaurs Will Die dirt race results. We got 1, 2, 3, Blake Geis. On the podium again, Brendan Hupp up on the mountain, haven't seen him for a while, and second place. And first place, Dan Vinny Vinzant. That's switch and combined times for that. And fastest camper in that race, Gavin Christensen. Good job, Gavin. Yeah, look forward to session 3. It's the Drink Water crew with Austin Smith, Brian Fox, Curtis Cizik, Tim Eddy, and Mary Rand, one of our favorite lady shreds. Go watch her part in Rendered Useless and you'll see what we're talking about. Super awesome to watch ride. Drink Water session brings the rat race, which brings everyone. Last year's winner of that race was Curtis Cizik, and he's actually one of the dudes who built it as well, but didn't get to ride it. So it's awesome to see somebody like that win the race. So we'll see who does it this year. Terrier's coming out. Jake Blavelt, my favorite. Scotty Whitlake's on a extended 3-year South American surf trip, so we're not going to see him. But yeah, put your bets down and we'll see what happens, and talk to you next session.
Thank you, Corey Mack. Someday I will be going to HTSC. I don't even snowboard well, but it just looks super fun. I think I'm close to there right now. I'm in Vancouver. How far is Mount Hood from here? I probably sound like an idiot to someone who lives up here. Like, what are you talking about? Vancouver's right, it's next door. Am I close to Mount Hood? That's in Oregon, right? Dude, why do I even have an action sports podcast if I don't know that? Okay, thank you so much for listening to maybe what's not that great of an episode of the Monday Mass. I forgot my microphone. I'm doing this from a weird hotel room in downtown Vancouver, Canada. But at least I got it to you on time. So, hey, check this out. You know that the Monday Mass lives on you, online.com, you media, etc. So we've got some new merchandise for you. You want to rock, YEW. Yes, we've got hats, shirts, men's, women's, socks, skate decks, mini cruisers, made in America mini cruisers, I should say, by Quincy Rudrites. That's right. So you can follow at you online on Instagram and go to youonline.com to get yourself some of this you merch. You're going to like it. You're going to look good in it. I want to thank Tori Holistics again for hooking it up. You're a great sponsor to the Monday Mass, the world's greatest action sports podcast. I'm getting those CBD oil gummies and I'm loving them. I'm feeling great. And I can't wait to get back to America, get straight down to Tori Holistics, refill my CBD gummy program. Do you want THC, marijuana, cannabis? Go to Tori Holistics. Find them on the internet. And thank you for listening to the Monday Mass, the world's greatest action sports podcast. This has been your action sports update from Monday, July 10th. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. We'll definitely be having some giveaway action coming up in the next couple of days. Once I post this thing up, and you'll win something if you go give me a good, bad, ugly, awesome, honest review of this action sports podcast. The greatest, here's my review. The Monday Mass is the greatest action sports podcast in the world. 5 stars, iTunes, come on, new and noteworthy. What's up? Hit me, break me off with some of that. Follow me on Instagram, at Chris Cote. Follow us at you online. You. Bye-bye.